Hello, I'm Mercedes.
And I'm Tash.
And you're listening to episode one of Chat Disney. So welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
This is something that Tash and I have been really passionate about doing for a little while now. It's been brewing.
You may have seen on social media we've been dropping some hints, building a bit of suspense as to what we're going to be doing, what Chat Disney is, so we can finally reveal to you that this is it, our podcast.
This is it, yes. This is Chat Disney, and we literally just want to chat Disney with you guys. Tash and I have been friends for a really long time, and one of the main sort of drivers of that friendship has been Disney, so this just seemed like a natural fit for
Definitely.
Us. So that is it. That is Chat Disney. It is this podcast you're listening. This is episode one, and for this episode, the format's going to be slightly different to the rest of the episodes that will be coming over the future weeks. We will essentially just be introducing the format of the podcast so you guys know what to expect each week and letting you know a little bit more about us too. So, shall I get started with you, Tash?
Why not?
Do you want to let the listeners know a little bit about yourself?
Of course. So, I'm Tash. Hi, nice to speak to you all. So, Mercedes and I have been friends for about 17 years now,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, something like that.
17 years. So, we met in the first year of high school. We pretty quickly discovered that we both had an extreme love for Disney. This was discovered through a poster that we both had, a Mickey Mouse poster.
Yeah,
which was
I remember that. Made up
of little different images from various Disney films.
It was from Virgin Megastores when that existed.
Yes.
And, you know, you'd get the posters that you'd kind of flick through all the large kind of A3 or A2 size posters, and there'd be like Nirvana and stuff in there. We had the Disney poster.
Something you may pick up on throughout this podcast is Mercedes and I weren't necessarily the coolest people when we were at high school.
No, definitely not. Absolutely not.
So, yeah, we would spend hours going through this poster, finding new images that we would find hilarious. We would also do things like watch Disney films in their entirety in slow pay just to spot mistakes and hidden Mickeys, that kind of thing. So a bit of an extreme passion, I would say. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree with that. I think extreme is the key word. We were huge Disney fans, and that was totally, as I say, what unified our friendship. So that's kind of, yeah, that's where this comes from. In terms of mine and Tash's expertise, between the two of us, we've actually visited every single Disney resort and park on the planet, which is a pretty big claim to fame, I think.
So I'm still to do Florida, the big one. That's the one that is going to come up at some point for me, I hope, although no plans in the pipeline just yet.
And I still need to do Hong Kong, California, and Tokyo. So I have been to Paris, Florida, and Shanghai. I had to think about that then. It was like process of elimination.
Yeah.
It should have been really easy, but there we go. That's where we're at. So, I mean, when did you first go? Because you've pretty much done all of them. You've just got Florida. What was the first Disney park that you ever went to?
So the first Disney park I went to was Disneyland Paris when it first opened. I went in opening year. My granddad took myself and the whole family as kind of a treat. So I was two at the time. I barely remember anything. I mean, I have these kind of memories, but I don't think they're real memories. They're kind of what has come from
You've
photos.
You've seen like a photo
video,
or a video,
kind of,
and then you think it's a memory, but
of
it's
course,
just what you've been told.
But we stayed in the Davy Crockett caravans. What's it called?
The Davy Crockett Ranch.
That's the one, the Davy Crockett Ranch. And I was petrified of Jiminy Cricket. And that's pretty much all I remember from that trip.
I also had a similar experience. So my first Disney trip was also Disneyland Paris. 1992, opening year, I had just turned one. Again, I don't even have fake memory. I have no memories of that trip at all. But I'm told that I enjoyed the Mark Twain riverboat and also the carousel. It was probably all I could go on at that age. We stayed off site. My mum actually had a friend who was an electrician, and he did quite a lot of the electric stuff at Disney.
That's
so
cool. I never knew that.
Yeah, there you go. You're finding something
you
out today. But yeah, so that was why we went, because he got loads of passes for opening for friends and family. So my mum thought, hey, I've got a little one, I'll take her. And that's what happened.
Cool.
The rest is history. So you're kind of, I always think like Disney people have like their park.
Yes.
And as much as it pains me because it's not my favourite, my park is probably Paris because it's the one I've been to the most. Yeah. And I just, yeah, know it inside out. Which park would you say is your park?
In a kind of similar vein, I always think of my park as being California because it's my favourite. It's the original. It's the one that I used to go to kind of year after year with my family when I was younger. However, I recently lived in China for 3 years, so I was a season pass holder for Shanghai Disney. So I've been to Shanghai Disney countless amount of times, so it's definitely the park I know the most. And I do feel quite passionate about Shanghai Disney. I think it does get quite a lot of bad rep from people that necessarily haven't been when it first opened. It obviously had quite a lot of bad press. We will go on to speak about this more in a later episode, but I do feel quite defensive over it because of that. So I would probably say in more recent years, Shanghai has been my park. However, being that it's Shanghai, I'm probably not really going to go there again in future. Maybe one day, who knows? But so yeah, I would say in more recent years, it's become Shanghai, but my favourite is California.
Yeah, this is interesting. So yeah, my park is definitely Paris.
Yeah.
I could literally draw you a map.
Yeah, that's how I mean? With Shanghai. Like, so Disneyland California is my favourite, but I haven't been there for 5 or 6 years, I think. And obviously it's changed so much recently. So there's a lot of stuff now. I kind of feel like, especially with California Adventure, it's a completely different place. So I feel like if I went there now, I would feel really lost. Whereas literally blindfold me, send me to Shanghai Disney, and I couldn't know that place like the back of my hand.
Yeah, I have the exact same thing. So my favourite park of all of the parks, and probably my kind of nostalgic memory, is of Walt Disney World in Florida. I haven't been there since 2012, and so much has happened since then. There's been, again, we do have episodes planned for each of the parks, so we will talk about this in more detail. But obviously, new Fantasyland has opened. There's been Avatar Land in Animal Kingdom. Yeah. There's so much that's happened since I last went. So I feel like a bit of a fraud to say that's my park. Yeah. I think Paris is my park. I get back in my box and Disneyland Paris is my park.
It's funny because people always expect, so when I lived abroad, people always expected me to know Paris really well. And they would always say, like, why, you know, Paris is just over the water from you. Why didn't you go there all the time? But they forget it's still really expensive to go. It's still a case of getting on a Eurostar. It's not like we live that close to it. I mean, we do for a Disney, but it's not as if it's, you know, you can pop there every weekend.
Exactly. Unless you are like an annual pass holder, course, and you have endless amounts of holiday at work, then it's not likely that, Oh, so do I. cool. So I think one of the things that's really important for us to let you guys know is that Chat Disney isn't just going to be park centric.
No.
We want to talk about everything, movies, merchandise, musicals that are coming to the West End and Broadway. We want to talk about everything to do with Disney. So I guess in the kind of movie section, what would you say your favourite Disney movies are? Which movies are like your movie? We're kind of going down this path of your stuff.
So obviously I was born in 1990, so I'm a proper princess Disney girl. So my favourites always growing up were Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, Pocahontas, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty. I know they were a lot before that time, but they were the kind of ones that I grew up with. So they always have a huge amount of nostalgia for me. I would say, maybe a little bit controversially these days, my probably favourite, if I had to pinpoint it, would be The Little Mermaid, because it was always my favourite growing up. I loved Ariel. I would say that. I think the soundtrack to The Little Mermaid is brilliant. I love the character of Ariel. Again, I know there's been a little bit of backlash recently against Jodie Benson.
Okay, so when you say it's controversial, you mean like because she doesn't speak?
Yeah, because so there's been so many things lately with various celebrities coming forward and saying that they're refusing to show their kids like The Little Mermaid because it sends bad messages against feminism. But I kind of think you can't judge something now that was made back in the 80s when it was a completely different time.
Yes, you can't judge anything by today's standards.
Exactly.
Anything historical by today's. And I think that's something that will probably come up a lot when we examine the Walt Disney Company.
Definitely. I mean, I think if it came out now, I would look at it in a different way. But again, for me, as I've said, it's kind of that whole nostalgia thing. It takes me back to my childhood. It gives me comfort. I love that film. How about you? What's your favourite?
Well, I'm the same as you. I was born in 1991 and I'm very much of that kind of Disney Renaissance period. Yeah. My absolute favourite Disney movie, and it's similar to the theme park thing, like I don't want this to be my favourite, but it just is Beauty and the Beast. And the reason I say that is because that I don't want it to be my favourite is because it's like everyone's favourite.
Yeah, I know.
But it just is. It was, you know, it came out the year I was born. So it's kind of got that affinity with me, I guess. And it was the first musical I ever saw in London, Beauty and the Beast at the Dominion Theatre. I love the live action movie. I didn't want to, but I do.
Yeah.
The music is brilliant. And there's just so many things about it. Even small things like the fact that Howard Ashman and Alan Menken that do all the kind of Renaissance music and lyrics. Howard Ashman passed away of HIV and Beauty and the Beast was the last movie he worked on and he got to see it in the hospital. Like there's just loads of like little...
It's faultless, that film, isn't it, really?
It is. I can't find it's like it. The Disney film of all time. There's so many nice little nods and homages to it throughout the Disney parks as well. You've got like the Be Our Guest restaurant in Walt Disney World, the amazing restaurant in the Disneyland Hotel in Shanghai. I just love it. So I'm very much a Beauty and the Beast girl. I do love Star Wars and Marvel. Tash does not. We will be covering Star Wars and Marvel as well. I think it's important for despite Tash.
It's not that I don't like it. I've never really given it I could go on about this for ages and we will in an upcoming
episode.
We
will. Don't you worry.
It's not that I am against it. I mean, I'm more on board with Star Wars because and again, I'm such a hypocrite with this. It's so double standards. But because when I first started going to Disney in California, Star Tours was there. So I can kind of accept Star Wars.
Okay.
But I can't get on board with Marvel.
So
but
your
anyway,
issue,
that's the...
I guess your issue, just very quickly in summary, is does it feel almost like they've joined the party and they're not authentic?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
That's absolutely right. But yeah, as I said, we will talk about this more in depth in a later episode, so watch out for that.
Yeah, you've got lots of things keeping you on your toes for upcoming weeks. So, yeah, so I do like Star Wars, I do like Marvel, Disney Renaissance movies, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King, they're very much what I grew up with and kind of, you know, my absolute favourites. I actually really like some of the new stuff as well. Frozen, Zootopia.
Yeah, again, I think they've very much found their way again with kind of the most recent animations, thinking about Zootopia or Zootropolis,
depending on which part of the world you're from.
Exactly.
I think they call this period the Disney revival, and I think that they are definitely in the right kind of track again.
Absolutely.
So they're my favorite Disney movies. What about characters? Who are your favorite Disney characters?
So characters again, and I completely agree with what you said about films because she's everyone's favorite character, but I would have to say Belle. I mean, again, Beauty and the Beast is definitely kind of up there with The Little Mermaid. I love them both, but I love Belle. I've always loved Belle. When I was younger, I had the yellow Belle dress, so she goes way back with me. I think that she's just such an inspiring character. She's so intelligent. She wants more to life. She's so strong-willed and independent. I just think she's such a good role model when you kind of compare her to some of the earlier princesses. I'm definitely a Belle girl through and through. How about you?
I do like Belle too. Obviously, I studied English at uni. I love books. Belle loves books. She's brunette. I'm brunette. So I do have that kind of affinity to her. But my absolute favourite is Jasmine. I think for me growing up, my skin was a lot darker when I was smaller than it is now. It's kind of got lighter as I've got older. But when I was growing up, I had huge, big, bushy eyebrows and really thick black hair and tan skin. And there weren't any Disney princesses that looked like that at all, apart from Jasmine.
Yeah.
Pocahontas as well. I would often get, you know, adults saying to me, oh, you look like little Pocahontas, which used to annoy me because I actually didn't like Pocahontas growing up. But it's the same kind of thing. I think those characters for me as a little girl, whether I was aware of it or not, I definitely kind of took to them. And I figure it must be because of the whole kind of ethnicity, dark hair thing. It was just really nice for me to have someone, I guess,
definitely
that looked
relatable.
Like I did. I agree. Jasmine. Also, I feel like we're going to have a bit of a difference of opinion here, but I'm very much Team Mickey.
See, I mean, obviously I love them both. I think people would think I'm more Team Minnie, but if it comes down to it, I would say Mickey because,
you know,
it all started with that mouse, didn't it?
It
and
did.
And where would we be? We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him now.
It's very true.
Having said that, I love them as a couple. So I have quite a large collection of Minnie Mouse plushies.
Oh, she does.
it started quite a few years ago in Disney, and I believe it was my mum who bought me my first one, and it was to the traditional Minnie in her red dress with the white polka dots, and it kind of grew from there, and it started that it would be every Christmas I would get a new Minnie. This obviously went on for some time, and then it eventually got to the point where I'm like, I don't think I can physically take any more Minis. And probably sounds like I'm a freak and I have them all displayed like in like a room in my house. Because I think I'm over 20 now.
Yeah. I actually, when
just
I
live in a bag or a box.
I know, but when I last went to your house, I said, can I please look at all of the Mini plushies? Because I was surprised they weren't in like a glass cabinet. Tash actually got married last year as well. And I had the great pleasure of being one of her bridesmaids. And it was a beautiful, lovely day, and of course in true style of what you would expect of Tash's parents, they presented her with the Minnie and Mickey bridal plushies
personalized with our names and the wedding date on the bottom, so we have those out on display. And then the rest I have some season ones, I have winter ones, Christmas ones, I think I have an Easter one, Halloween, so I kind of change them around throughout the year. But then there's kind of just like the random ones, like bath time mini. Like, when does she come out?
Bath time.
Just sit her in the bathroom.
just have her in the bath, like with your bath bombs and stuff.
Do you have any kind of weird collections or things that you've kind of accumulated over the years? I mean, so one thing I think that's quite interesting about you is, so Mercedes' partner is a very, very big non-Disney fan.
Yes.
I would say a hater. I would say he is kind of coming around to it a little bit.
He tolerates it.
Well, he took you to Paris.
He did take me to Paris last year.
Which was quite a big thing.
It was very unexpected.
Yeah, it was. It
I
was
don't
a
know
big
why
thing.
That was a thing.
So how do you find it? I mean, so my first question was, do you have any kind of things that you've collected over the years, and how does it work with kind of Disney merchandise in the house and living with a non-Disney fan / Disney hater?
Okay, so I feel this is a leading question.
Yeah.
Right now, Tash and I are sat in what is now our Chat Disney studio, which is essentially the spare bedroom in my house.
Or the Disney room, I like to think of it.
It is the Disney room. So there's a very large collection of Disney Blu-rays. I think there's only about 10 that I don't have now.
In my eyesight, I can pretty much see all the Blu-rays. I can see about 8 pairs of mini ears.
Oh yeah, mini ears is another thing I like to collect.
I can see a few plushies.
Yeah,
I
I'm
can
not
see some
that,
cushions.
Yeah, there's a lot of cushions. I mean, I'm not that into plushies. I have a Minnie and a Mickey and that's it. My mum, when I was younger, like, forbade plushies.
Did she? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was never allowed them. She thought they were really, like, messy and unsightly.
Aww.
So I just have two because I feel like I'm, like, breaking boundaries by being like, screw you, Mum, I've got plushies. But at the same time, I agree, they do take up a lot of space. With regards to my boyfriend, I like to refer to him as Grumpy for obvious reasons. He will not allow me to have too much Disney stuff around the house, which is why the Disney room has been born. So it's basically a place for me. I mean, there's a few like Funko Pop figures in here as well. There's a few prints.
Yeah.
So it's basically just anything of mine that's Disney, that's childish, is banished to this room. But yeah, I think Blu-rays is probably the thing that I have collected the most of.
Yeah, it's quite an impressive collection when you look at it all together.
Thank you very much.
It really annoys me though with the DVDs. Sorry, I'm going off on a bit of a path here, but because I have the, what are they called? The special edition ones, you know, where they're in like the cardboard cases.
Yes, so they've started doing
a few years ago in the sleeves.
Yeah.
But now because I have so many before they started doing them, it looks... it doesn't look good on the shelf. Do you know what I mean?
Because
they don't
all
match together.
I have the same thing. Yeah, so you can see just looking at my collection now, we really are going off on a tangent, but I had most of mine when the numbers were on the side in little yellow circles, and then they changed it when they changed it to those sleeves, just to white text. Yeah. So now, my collection. Yeah. Ariel would not say my collection's complete.
No.
It looks a mess. Yes. So yes, that's kind of what I enjoy collecting. I do have a few pin trader badges as well.
Yeah.
I do.
That's something I never really got into.
Yeah, I was into it when I was like 12, 13.
Okay. do you still have them?
I do.
Do you?
I don't wear them when I'm in the park or anything like that, but maybe I should start.
Yeah, why not?
Turn over a new leaf.
Accessorise, yeah.
Exactly. So yes, that's kind of, my favourite.
So I have a question. Again, sort of completely different change of the subject. So we've spoken a little bit about kind of how we're fans now and how we became friends, but how did you first become a fan of Disney? I mean, I know kind of most children in our generation were brought up with Disney films, but like I feel like I had more of an active interest than other children when we were growing up.
Yes.
So would you say the same, and how would you say you kind of got into it initially?
Yes, I would agree with you. I think that's a great question because, as you say, most children do like Disney.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, one of the problems my partner has with it. He's like, yeah, Disney's fine when you're five, but you're 27. So I think most of it stems from my mum. As I said, she took me to Disneyland Paris when I was one. And then basically she fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Disney trips just became quite a normal part of growing up in my family. I think... it was definitely, I mean, I'm trying to cast my mind back, and I remember I had a Mulan costume, I had a Jasmine costume.
Nice.
I remember my mum painting the Pocahontas tattoo on my my upper arm. Like,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely was fed this stuff. But I guess I have taken it to a new level because I definitely like it a lot more than anyone else in my family. I think a really big turning point for me was probably when I was at university as well, and I met my friend Dan, who's also another big Disney fan, and we started going to Disneyland Paris together every Christmas, and that was kind of the first time I started going to Disney parks without my family.
Yeah.
And I kind of had the freedom to do the rides and attractions that I wanted, and to dine where I wanted to dine, meet characters I wanted to, avoid things like It's a Small World. So that kind of gave me a different insight into Disney, and I think kind of fueled where I'm at now.
Sure.
And then in 2016, I want to say, I started my Disney blog, which kind of was the basis for me wanting to do Chat Disney as well. I've had a lot of fun with that. It's been really, really good fun, and I've had lots of exciting opportunities to collaborate with Ocean Florida and Hype and various other different people, and it's just kind of opened my eyes to the fact that there are so many adults that love Disney stuff.
I think, like, we've spoken about this before, I think that the interest has always been there, but I think as you get older and you start working, you have more of an, like, you have your own money, like a disposable income to spend on Disney, so it can become more of an active hobby.
Yeah, I mean, an old co-worker of mine said this to me. I was in my last job for about 4 years, and so I'd known him for a long time, and he said to me, is it just me, or like, is your Disney thing kind of getting bigger and bigger and bigger? And he was the one that actually said to me, like, is there a correlation with disposable income? And I was like, well, I suppose there is.
Yeah.
Because now I actually...
I think there is.
Definitely. Because, I mean, you know, I couldn't have afforded 8 pairs of different mini ears when I was a teenager. My parents certainly wouldn't have allowed me to have them just for no reason. I guess my... I've kind of gone off on a bit of a tangent, but that's kind of how I got into Disney, and I think why I'm so passionate about it now, and kind of what my relationship with Disney looks like right now. How about you?
I would say the same. I would say I was brought up with Disney like any other child. my dad, I think when Beauty and the Beast came out, he kind of realised how much he liked Disney as well. So then he got super into it. He kind of has said before that that was kind of the film that re-sparked his love for Disney as an adult. And then I would say I always really liked it. But then we first went to California in 2000. So I was 10 at the time. And I just completely fell in love with everything, the characters, the merchandise, the rides, really fell in love with all the films. And then I would say it kind of spiraled from there, and I would then say definitely meeting you, because I would say, I don't know if you would agree with this, but I would say at the school that I went to, I can kind of remember when you're in year six and you're going into year seven, it kind of became a little bit uncool to like Disney, because people think it's like childish, da 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 da.
100%.
So I would say that when I then went to high school and met you and realised you were a super Disney fan as well, it kind of allows your obsession and interest to be more public. And then, I mean, you've got someone to talk to about it, haven't you? So it kind of went from
definitely.
There.
Definitely.
And then, yeah, I would agree as well with, like I said, the whole thing about as you get older and you can spend more money, you can go to the parks by yourself, and obviously living in Shanghai and being able to go to Shanghai Disney every week, that again certainly has kind of keep pushing it to develop even more. I mean, some people call it an obsession, but you know,
I think the thing is as well, like, you've just said something quite key there as well about meeting me, and I would agree with that. And obviously I mentioned meeting Dan, and you've got your friend Tom. I've also got my friend Laura. There's lots of people that I've kind of met along the way, and it sounds so corny, but it's because of Disney that I have these friendships.
It's so true.
And even, I mean, I had the opportunity to be on the Theme Park Trader podcast a couple of weeks ago with Ryan and Dan, and you know, that I've met two really lovely people. I wouldn't have done that if it hadn't been for Disney. I mentioned as well on that podcast that I've got a friend who is into Disney bounding, which, for those of you that don't know what that is, it's basically kind of taking fashion and vintage accessories and things like that and making them Disney. So, you know, people might have a vintage 1950s take on a Snow White dress, for example. And she's got really into that, and she's actually made really good friends in London with this group of girls, and they go on holiday together. So I think the community is a really nice, welcoming one. I very rarely see trolls or any kind of, I don't know, like homophobic or racist comments or anything like that on social media. It's a really, which it should be, but it's a really happy, welcoming community. There is no judgment, and I love that.
Absolutely, I agree. Yeah, because when I lived in Shanghai, people would always like post on Instagram, sort of like, oh, we're going to the park today, like, does anyone else want to come and join? And I never did it, but I was always like, that's so amazing that people can literally just like meet up with random strangers, go and spend a whole day with people they've never met before in a park, and then build a friendship just on that.
Definitely.
It's such a good bonding thing. And again, like I say, I think that people who are into Disney, like, generally, like, quite similar-minded and...
Yes, I think for a lot of people, Disney is their safe place.
Yes,
and definitely. Again, it sounds so cheesy, but, you know, I struggle a lot with anxiety. I know you have a lot of concerns about health and things like that. So I think for a lot of people, it's their safe place. Yeah. And I know it sounds really cheesy, but I also struggle a little bit with anxiety. I know you have problems around health and things like that, in terms of a bit of a hypochondriac, not that she has like a life-threatening disease. I need to just
just to clarify.
Quantify that. But for me, I've never felt anxious on Main Street USA.
No, I know. Well, this is, again, I know I keep banging on about Shanghai, and I'm afraid I will over these podcasts. But again, part of the reason why I went there so much is because it was escapism. Like, living in China for 3 years did have its difficult sides, and just being able to pop down there for breakfast of a morning, it was such escapism. And it just, again, sounds really cheesy, but it feels like home.
I feel like these podcasts are going to be really cheesy.
Yeah, they probably will be. But then I feel like Disney fans will like that.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, if it's too cheesy, let us know. Yes, okay, great, that's really good.
Yeah,
so we've kind of talked about the positives of Disney, what we love, how we got into it. Do you have any unpopular opinions?
I don't really. I mean, I guess as we've kind of touched upon already, is my thing is the whole, I can't get on board with this whole Marvel thing. To me, it's just not right. I don't necessarily have a problem with the Marvel films. Like, I've seen is Iron Man Marvel?
It is.
I've seen Iron Man. I like Iron Man.
Okay.
And the Avengers.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well done.
So I don't mind them as films. It's just, for me, it's becoming very messy in the parks.
Okay.
That's kind of what I'm against. Like, for me, it's weird to go to a park and see a child in a Spider-Man costume.
Like, hey, no, at least it's not Batman. No,
yes, exactly. Or a minion. but yeah, for me, it's just, I like the parks to be Disney and Pixar, and that's fine. I'm again hypocritical, but like I said, I can get on board with Star Wars because it's always been there for me.
Yeah, George Lucas has always said that Disney was the only company.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, you've got things like Captain EO that were created by George Lucas. I think I agree with you that Star Wars has always felt a part of that world.
But I just think the Marvel thing, as I say, it's just becoming a little bit messy. So I would say probably that's my unpopular opinion that I can think of.
You know,
I
would agree with you with the messy thing, and I think particularly in Orlando where you've got Marvel Land in Universal Studios.
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense. It's so confusing. I agree with you, but I do love Marvel. I cannot wait for the next Avengers movie. I'm super excited.
So what about you? Do you sort of have any really unpopular opinions?
Do you know what? I have many, unsurprisingly. Yeah. I actually wrote a whole blog post about this. I guess I have two kind of main ones.
Go for it.
One of them's really unpopular.
Yeah.
I feel like you won't mind, but I feel like lots of listeners will get angry. I really think that The Lion King is so overrated.
Yeah, I don't agree with you on this one.
I think it's the most overrated thing in the world. And I'm going to go a step further and annoy all of the musical fans out there. It's not so much the movie, the musical. It's one of the most average musicals I've ever seen.
I think this might need a whole podcast episode. Unpopular Disney opinion.
100%. We can get Greg James to come and sing his little come and give us your unpopular opinion. No, I definitely... Yeah, Lion King. The other one... I've always said
this. I've
just
thought of another one too, but you carry on.
Okay. The other one that I have, I wonder if it's the same. I've always thought this, but actually I've had it kind of turned on its head recently for me. So I hate Winnie the Pooh.
I know you hate Winnie the Pooh.
I really hate Winnie the Pooh. And I don't mean Winnie the Pooh the bear. I mean the franchise. I cannot stand Eeyore, Tigger, Piglet, Rabbit. They're all such idiots. I hate it.
What is it about them that you don't like?
I feel like... How you feel about Marvel, that it's not authentic. I feel like Winnie the Pooh is not Disney. Like, I know it has been for a super long time, like since before I was born, but it's so amateurish and like they're just this like group of buffoons that go like they get led astray with this poor boy. But I kind of have a controversial opinion to my own unpopular opinion, and that's that I recently watched the Christopher Robin movie.
I'm still yet to watch that.
Okay, so I watched that really recently over Christmas. I borrowed it from a relative. This is the version with Ewan McGregor that's come out quite recently. And I love Winnie the Pooh.
Do you?
The bear? The bear.
Okay.
Let's make this clear.
That's interesting.
The bear. I still hate Tigger, Eeyore, Piglet, Rabbit, Kangaroo, Owl, etc. But the actual bear, there is this scene where Christopher takes him home.
Yeah.
And he just gets in such a calamity. He like starts walking Honey through the house. He gets stuck to the carpet. He's like, your ladder's not working. And he's like, that's a shelf, not a ladder. And he's like, oh, that will be... Like, he's just ridiculous. I love it. I absolutely, Winnie the Pooh, the bear, I love. I still hate the franchise.
Okay, fair enough. That's interesting. I'll have to watch the film to give my opinion.
What was your second unpopular opinion?
So my second opinion, and I know you agree with this one, and again, I think I have such an issue with this because I've done a lot of the Asian parks in recent years. Duffy the bear.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't realise we were going in with bear. Duffy.
Another bear for you. Oh, God, don't even get me started. It's because it's just a marketing thing and it's to make money, but you literally see that bear everywhere in the Asian parks and I don't understand it. There are whole shops dedicated to him. There's food of him. There's meet and greets. He was in the bloody parade in Shanghai for one summer. I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
I don't like Duffy either. I feel exactly the same. But what annoys me even more are his friends.
Shelley May.
And I, did you know what?
Gelapetto, whatever his name
is. Wow, you even know their names. I know. That is spending too much time in Shanghai. Yeah. I really love, again, this is like a controversial part of the unpopular opinion. There's a new friend that's been launched and it's a turtle.
Yeah, he is cute. And Shelley May is quite cute. And
I think the reason
Stella Lou, she's also quite cute.
Is that the bunny rabbit?
The bunny rabbit, yeah. She's cute, but it's just, again, they don't have my opinion, they don't have a place in the park.
See, this is I'm just, you know, playing devil's advocate here for you. But the turtle.
Yeah.
The reason I didn't have so much of an issue with the turtle is because he was a new character that was being introduced for the Aulani Resort in Hawaii.
Yes.
How would you feel,
mm-hmm.
now hear me out,
mm-hmm.
if Duffy was like, you know, the hero.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know, the Californian one. Shelley May was like the Florida one.
Yeah.
Then you've got like the turtle in Hawaii. What if like the cat had a beret and some garlic and a baguette and it was Paris?
I think, why? Unnecessary. It's money.
But it's do you not see it as like a mascot of the park? So Figment, for example, Figment in Epcot is a completely made up character for Epcot.
Yeah.
Do you not think it could work like that?
I can see where you're coming from.
If, like, each one was assigned to a park.
I can see where that would make sense, and I can see what you're saying. It's just, it's not like that. I just find it fascinating how people have bought into it, and so heavily, like, in Asia, people are obsessed, absolutely obsessed with it. Like, they go in costume and they have, like, literally go to the parks with, like, the huge plushy bags and stuff. And, like, it looks amazing. It looks cool. But it's just, I just find it crazy that taken off like that.
Could it potentially, again, I actually really agree with you about Duffy, but mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, playing both sides of the fence. With regards to anime and that kind of thing in Tokyo, because I know Duffy and Shelley May are huge in Japan, could it be that the animation style is slightly more cutesy and it's pastel colours and therefore it appeals to them more?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think you are right there. Because again, it's a big merchandising thing as well.
Because Mickey and Minnie are very Western in their illustration style.
Yes, definitely.
So, I mean, they don't look like anime characters, but as I say, the colour palettes and things are definitely there. Mm-hmm. So potentially that could be why. Yeah. Moving swiftly on.
Yes, let's.
Maybe we should have done an episode about Duffy the Bear. Anyway, so I guess just to kind of wrap up a little bit, we have spoken about who we are.
Yeah, so this episode today has obviously been a lot about us, but going forward, it's going to be more about kind of Disney in general. It will be less about us. I mean, it will be kind of, we'll be sharing our opinions on things and our thoughts and, you know, kind of what we think. But, you know, we want the audience to kind of participate in this. So if there's anything that you think you want to hear, then please do get in touch and let us know.
If you want me to moan more about The Lion King, for example, get in touch. Let us know.
I'm dying to know the reasons.
I'm not sure I have them, to be honest. It's just an opinion. But yes, so going forward, each episode will have a strong theme. Yeah. We'll have different segments in there. It'll be different week upon week. It will probably be kind of 45 minutes to an hour in length. So you guys can listen on your commutes into work. Monday morning is when we're aiming for each episode to go out.
So the next episode is going to be a very exciting one for us. So Mercedes, you have a big trip coming up.
I do indeed. So through the magic of technology, I'm actually on a plane right now as this goes out live. I'm coming back from California. I'm sure I've had a really amazing time.
I'm so jealous.
And I'm dying to talk to you all about my experiences. I've never, as we kind of touched upon at the beginning of this episode, I have never been to California. So, I have right now as you listen to this.
And you have something very special planned for California, don't you?
I do indeed. Very out of character, Grumpy, my boyfriend, he decided for Valentine's Day this year to book the Walk in Walt's Footsteps tour for me in California, which I am still kind of in shock.
I mean, that is love.
that right there is love and a lie-in for him. So I am going to be doing that, which is amazing. So essentially, it's a three-hour tour around the main Disneyland park in California. On the tour, you get to hear lots of kind of facts and things about Walt Disney and the plans that he had originally for the park. You get to go on some of the original attractions, including the Alice ride, Pirates of the Caribbean. Get to go on that as part of the tour. And then the kind of piece of the resistance at the end is that you get to go inside Walt's apartment on Main Street above the fire station.
That would be amazing. I'm so jealous. I can't wait to hear all about it.
That's the main reason, to be honest, that I want to go on the tour, because it's the only way that you can get to go in there. So I need to do now is meet someone that's a Club 33 member.
And then we're done.
I'm all good.
Exactly.
That's it.
So next week's episode is going to very heavily be focused on California. So as I mentioned, California is my favourite park. I've been, I think, 4 times. It was kind of the park I always went to as a child with my family. I last went in 2013 or 2014 with my husband, at the time boyfriend. So I haven't been since any of the new developments have been made, Pixar Pier, all the Marvel stuff. So I'm really interested to hear how it is now and kind of compare your experience to my experience.
Yeah, that will definitely be interesting.
But if you guys have got any questions or anything that you want to know about Mercedes' trip, then please feel free to get in touch with us via Instagram and let us know, because we're happy to answer anything that you've burning questions that you have.
Yes, we are on all of the socials. Yeah. You can find us at www.chatdisney.co.uk. There's links to our Instagram and Twitter on there. I mentioned before as well that I also have a Disney blog, which is mydisneyblog.co.uk. So feel free to check that out.
So I guess you'll also be doing a post kind of about your trip.
Yeah, I probably will. I haven't decided what that looks like yet. Maybe more unpopular opinions, because I seem to be full of them at the moment.
I enjoy the unpopular opinions.
Yeah, I'm quite a grumpy Disney fan. Maybe that's why me and my boyfriend are so perfectly matched.
Oh, maybe.
But yeah, so I'll definitely be doing a couple of posts on there as well. But the next episode 2 of Chat Disney, that podcast, will definitely be the place to go if you want to hear all about my trip.
Yeah.
So that's all from us.
I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode. We certainly have.
Yeah, this has been great fun for us. As we say, it's a new process for us. So anything that you would like featured, if you've got any questions at all, please do let us know on any of our social channels.
And we will catch you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.